Do infants learn in their mother's womb? Find out on today's Creation Moment. And now here's our Creation Moment host, Ian Taylor.
January 22, 1973, marked the disastrous turn in American law that granted women a so-called right to kill their unborn babies. The Bible makes it abundantly clear that the unborn child is a human being who is known and loved by God as he knits it together in the womb. Science knows that even when it is a single fertilized cell, the unborn child is uniquely human. Now science is learning the truth of what the Bible has told us all along about the individual human nature of the unborn child. Research is confirming that even before birth, children in the womb are learning about the world. The child in the womb does much more than simply hear sounds, including the sounds of its mother's voice. The child also becomes familiar with odors in the outside environment. To test what newborns were thinking, scientists very cleverly hooked up a pacifier to a tape recorder. They then rewarded a particular sucking pattern with various sounds such as its mother's voice. What they found was that the infants would concentrate on a pattern that would produce their mother's voice. In another test, women's voices and even father's voice were not favored over the mother's heartbeat, a familiar sound in the womb. Even science is beginning to agree that life in the womb is nothing less than a normal stage of human existence. Like every other stage of life, life in the womb includes learning new things and developing relationships. If only this knowledge was applied to the abortion debate.
For additional information on the environment, ecology, and nature, request our Creation Resource Catalog when you call 1-800-42-BIBLE. That's 1-800-42-BIBLE. This has been today's Creation Moment.